me when and where you were born in Purton?
Yeah, I was born in Cromwell Terrace. That's the row of houses from the post office.
Yes.
And at the other end of the row was Miss Burling's shop.
Oh, what did she sell?
She sold all lots of things, really. I know she sold sweets and cigarettes, but sold lots of other things. I expect numerous things that people bought in villages.
Yes, yes.
But then we were sport for shops then, you
were
see.
You?
We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shops.
What, just in your area?
Oh, in
Purton. What sort of shops?
Well, they also sold everything in those days, you know. They also sold the same sort of things.
Yeah. Was the post office the post office in those days?
Yeah.
What time was that? What date was that, roughly?
Well, I was born in 1922.
Yes. And it was a post office then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who ran that?
The Trussell. And he had quite a big family. And they all their children were names from the Bible. And, Mary, Caleb, Silas, all names like that. Every one of them. And
was he a religious man then, or?
He was, but he didn't use the same places for worship as most people in the village. There was a chapel,
yeah,
just across the green, that bit of green there.
Yes.
Are you going to ask me what sort of chapel it was? I can't recall what they called the religion.
No. What happened to the chapel?
It was pulled down.
Oh.
And I think it got damaged when the doodle bug crashed into Toot Hill and knocked my wife's house, flattened it.
Oh, what was that? Well, tell me about that.
Well, I wasn't here. I'm going to jump on now. I was somewhere in Burma or in there at the time. And I can't tell you what year it was because it's starved, isn't it? But
Second World War.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah, the doodle bugs. Those are the ones that used to come over. You could hear them, made a terrible noise. But when the engine cut out, that went down.
Oh, nice.
They were one of the last things that Hitler used against this country. He just used to send them off. And when they run out of fuel, they landed and exploded. Quite vicious things,
yeah,
apparently. But I never saw one, but I saw the damage. But the first I knew about it was I had a cutting sent from my wife, who turned out to be my wife, of her house in the daily, not the daily paper, in the local paper. There was a photograph of it,
yeah,
and she sent it to me. I got it some weeks later.
Was that very end?
Yeah,
yes,
that's right. She lived in the end house, and the lowest one, rebuilt when afterwards.
Yes, yes.
And
was that the thatched one, sort of right down on the edge of the bury? Were they thatched?
Yeah, they were thatched,
they were thatched
in the first place.
Yes.
Yeah, and then when they rebuilt them, they
yes,
they put slates on, tiles on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, can I take you back then? Sorry about that, Diane.
No, that's all right. That's how I'd rather it be.
Yes. Well, in Cromwell Terrace, can you tell me who lived in your house? And can you take me a little journey around your house?
It was only me and my mum and dad, of course.
Yeah.
Sorry, cool. It was just two rooms. They weren't very big, as you can see from the size of the...
Yes.
It wasn't as big as this.
No.
And that's it, really. There was no bathroom, of course. And the toilets were outside. There was
yes,
a row of them outside.
Mm.
You all had your own,
yes,
but they were all outside, yeah, in outhouses.
Yes, yes.
And bathing used to be a tin bath, and... I think also the copper was outside for some reason or other. I'm pretty sure the copper was outside.
For washing.
For washing. And the drying ground was what Tim Ryan's got, Chris Ryan's got now. He's made it rather nice.
Yes, I know.
That bit of grass, he's put a hedge there.
Yes, that's right.
But everyone in that row used to have their washing out on there, on those lines. They called it the drying ground.
Where was Mrs. Russell's observatory? Was that out there as well?
Yeah, out the back.
What was that like?
Well, I never went in it, but he had a telescope, quite a good one, didn't he? Oh no, and he had a place. Oh no, he did. I remember now. He had one right where Chris Ryan's house is now. I suppose it will be. There used to be a well there, for starters. Well with a top on it, you put your bucket down and run it out. And
is that well for your cottage?
For anybody who lived around there in that lot there.
Yes. Oh, right.
But I had an auntie, my dad's sister, used to live in one of the two at the back there. Cole lives in one of them now.
Yes.
Wesley Cottages, they're called, I think. And looking at them from the roadway, she lived in the one at the end, and where Cole's lived now, of course there's a big new bit on the end of it.
Yes, there is, yes.
But it used to be a sort of a lean-to barn affair.
Yes.
And a namesake of mine, no relation, Phil Reynolds and his mother lived in there.
Oh, right, a different family. Oh, right. So your father was George Reynolds, and he was a gamekeeper?
Yes.
What? Where was that? What did
Do you want me to jump again?
Yes, I don't mind.
Well,
yes, of course.
He ended up as gamekeeper across the road here at Martineau's.
Up Purton Court?
Just Purton Court.
Yes.
My mum was the cook there.
Yes.
He was the gamekeeper gardener.
Yes.
And there was another different men of different times used to help him. Mm. And there was a maid called Rose and a nanny.
Oh, right.
I used to know them all.
Yes.
And
What? If he was gamekeeper, what land did Martin
across? It wasn't his land, but he used to shoot it. It go right across the Shillington, all the land from this side of Wood Lane, right across
the
Dame Field, and across right across the Shillington, and across right to. Whole road.
Yeah.
Beyond you.
Yes.
Looking towards Shillington.
Oh, right. So that was like shooting rights.
Yeah,
like that.
That's right, shooting rights.
So what did they...
Partridges was all mostly, very few pheasants because there weren't much woodland.
No.
Delmy Ratcliffe's used to have all the woods and going...
Well, up in Tingley Wood.
Yes, all those, all that side of it, yes. And part the other side of Whirlwood Road.
So did they breed the partridge and things?
No.
It was just natural?
No. Yeah.
Shooting?
Yeah.
And did that keep...
They may well have done in some parts, some of the wealthier estates, I expect they still did, because they wanted bags of shooting. Mm. But
who used to do the shooting here then? I mean, Mr. Martin, how did that work?
Well, he used to invite people. His friends, you see, and Delmy Ratcliffe for one, and quite a few better off people.
Yes.
Who, because there was a big difference in those days. Well, it still is, but it don't you don't notice it so much.
Well, the sort of the rich people.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's what he did there. But I believe I can't tell you when it was, but it's when I was very small. He and my mum, who incidentally came from Battle in Sussex near Hastings.
It was a long way to come.
Yeah. That's where he met her when he was doing gamekeeping.
Oh. Well, was your father from Purton?
Yes. He must have taken the job down there.
Oh, right, and gone to Battle. Oh.
And gone somewhere down there. I don't know where he met my mum. I should have asked him all these things, but you don't, do you?
I don't.
But Yes, and I can only remember him being game fever up here, you see.
Yes.
And
so they moved. So, but you were born up here.
Yeah.
Not,
yeah.
Not in Battle,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay. Well, while we're on your family, what about your grandfather?
My grandfather, I didn't know either of them.
No.
They.
Who was my Curtin grandfather?
He, his name was Reynolds, of course.
Yes.
And they had 13 children, but I think two died birth sort of thing, and there was two others killed in the war. Men, Albert and that's another one. Walter and Albert.
Mm.
My dad was one of twins.
Oh, was he? Well, that's unusual. I haven't met, except for Claire and Nina, I haven't met twins.
Yeah, they were twins, and my dad died quite young. He was 56. He died in 1946. His brother died 9 years later on the same date as my dad had died on. Now, isn't that extraordinary for twins?
Yes.
They were born on the same time.
Were they identical twins?
Oh, absolutely. The only difference was in later years, my dad grew a moustache.
Yeah, yes.
And, they were always being mistaken for each other.
Were they?
Mm.
What were their names? Your father was?
My father was George, and the other one was Harry.
Harry, George and Harry.
Mm.
Oh, right, yeah.
And Harry took a farm along the Bedford Road, a small holding. Do you know, well, you know the entrance to the rubbish tip now?
Yes, oh, yes, I know, yes.
The whole farm, almost opposite, on the other side of the road. They sell all sorts of things now.
Yes,
to
I know, yes.
That's what he used to farm.
Oh, right, yes. What did your grandfather farm? Was that where he got it from?
No, he used to, well, I've heard lots of things about him, about
was
what
he
used
Reynolds?
To do. Pardon?
Was he Lewis Reynolds?
That's right.
Heard of that, him too, yes.
Yeah.
Did he work at Rectory Farm?
I really can't tell you much about him because I never ever did see him.
No.
And the only time I saw my grandmother, she was in bed. She was bedridden for years and years.
Oh, no.
And I used to go up there and when I was a little boy, and I used to feed her. She used to be in bed, and I used to hold her on these little things with a spout
on.
Oh,
I know.
And I can remember that.
Yes, yes.
In fact, I think there was a photo of her somewhere amongst my belongings.
Yes.
But they used to have, going up Little Lane now, behind Chris, after the Chris Ryan's house, now there was an orchard. But even where his house is, almost, that was the
part
front. That was an orchard. I've got photographs of that, too. We used to go up there because they'd got two children, two girls, Kathleen and Doris, and I used to spend a lot of my childhood there.
Yes, yes.
Because when my mum was working, when I came home from school at lunchtime, I used to go to my Aunt Abby's, Abigail, and I was with Aunt Abby, and and she used to give me a bit of bread and lard or bread and dripping or something like that, just to see us fill up a hungry mouth until I finished later on in the day. And
can you remember starting school?
Very.
Where did you go to school?
Oh, Burton. I don't know if Mr. Bryant, if it was his first term there or not, but he'd only been there a very short time. I've got a feeling that's when he started.
Yes,
here.
Yes.
And, yes, I remember that well.
Were you living at Cromwell Terrace?
Yes,
then?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. How did you walk to school on your own, or?
Oh, yeah, in those days, everybody did. There was no fear of anything.
Mm.
That's a big difference today, yes. Isn't it?
Yes.
We used to go all over the place by ourselves. We used to go, everywhere. Little gangs of you, two or three, you used to pal up with people, didn't you?
And, yes.
You had your own few mates. We used to go birds nesting all round the fields and the hedges and try and get a few apples if we could, a bit of scrumping, that sort of thing.
We did
all the things that boys did, and, you know, when we got a little bit older, about 12 or 13, we used to try and smoke, we used to...
Yes, yeah, of course you did.
Yeah. Another thing I remember we used to do was when we got a penny each.
Yes.
And ply cigarettes used to cost sixpence for 10. And if we could find six of us together, we would each put a penny each. And we would there was always a cigarette card in the packets in those days, yeah. Always. We used to collect them. And, 1 to 50, and we used to choose a number each before we bought the packet. And when we got the packet and took it out, the one who's nearest the number kept the remainder of the cigarettes after we'd all have one each.
And you collected the cards as well?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, those some great cards, wonderful. You see them about now, but they're worth no end of money, aren't they? They put them in albums in the air, you know.
Right. Just the local shop? You got those from local?
You could send away for them, I think, for the books to put. Oh, right. But you bought, there was always a cigarette. In any make of cigarettes, they had a cigarette.
Yes, that was the sort of thing. Yeah. What sort of other hobbies did you do when you were, younger like that? You didn't call it hobbies?
Well, not hobbies really. We spent most of our time playing football, to be quite frank.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. In Docklands, that was the place to play football.
Yes.
Where the house is on there now, isn't it? But that was a big meadow and adjoining the school, of course.
Right. Was it flat? Was it mown?
Oh, yeah, it was cut, yeah. And, It got a bit of a slope on it, but it was quite nice. It wasn't big enough for a full pitch because we used to play at other numerous places, I can tell you.
Yes.
But most of the time, everybody who wanted to play football played in Docklands. And if you walked up to Crabtree Lane, there was a double barred gate and a kissing gate to go in there.
After the almshouses?
Yes, just about 40 yards. Mm.
Where the road is?
Yeah.
Ah, right, I know.
Yeah, and right from those almshouses, then you got the gate.
Mm. Mm.
And I bet you'd find 20 or 30 bicycles all piled one on top of the other between that and there.
Yes.
Because you couldn't get them in the gate, but nobody would steal one. You could have left it there all night and every night. No one would ever steal. That's another difference in life.
Yes.
And
were you taught football at school or?
Well, I wouldn't say we were taught it, but we were quite encouraged to play it. And we used to have a fairly good team. And we used to play other schools.
Oh, did you?
Yes, we used to play Stondon, Shillington, and, places around.
How old were you when you were doing this?
Well, I suppose only about the last 2 years, 13 and 14.
Yeah.
And was when we were doing that, because I left school at 14.
Yes.
And
how did you travel if you were going to Shillington and Stondon to play football? How did you get there?
Well, mostly we would cycle if we could, That was the usual manner of getting anywhere then.
Yes.
To find that there wasn't many people got a motor car, you see.
Yeah. What about buses?
You could hire buses, but I don't think we ever did for the school, somehow or other. I don't think there would have been enough of us to...
Was there a village bus then?
Well, there was two at the Purton Bell.
Can you tell me about this village bus? I haven't heard much about.
Well, the Purton Bell belonged to Percy Wright. He kept the White Horse pub.
Yes, on the green.
That's another thing.
It's all right. It's fine.
I lived in the White Horse for a few years.
Oh, right, yes.
Because he was a bachelor. Yes.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah.
And for some reason, I weren't old enough to understand why we had to move, but we moved in there for about a couple of years, I think.
Right, yes.
In fact, until after I left school. And then the last place we moved was from there to where Betty Huckle lived.
Used to live. Oh, right.
And Betty Huckle used to live here.
She used to live here, didn't she? Yes, I remember telling you about that.
And,
Yes. So Percy Wright ran the bus as well as...
He got about three buses.
Mm-hmm. What sort of vehicles
and
were
two
they?
It's charabang sort of things. And one we used to call the chocolate box because it was a brown one.
Yes.
And the chap who drove it lived in your house.
Oh, what, Bert Walker?
No, Les.
Les, oh right, Lesbo.
Lally, they called him.
Lally?
Yeah. But he used to drive that one nearly all the time.
Right.
And they used to do a service through to Hitchin, and then some of them would come back Colwell through to Ickleford and Holwell.
Oh, right.
So they used to do a circle. Later on, Birch Brothers took on and they also used to do it, and then eventually that was all there was to do it.
What was the Purton Bell like? Was that different? Was that older? It's not like the one that Amalula Shepherd had in the High Street with the benches.
I think one of them did. We called a chocolate box. I think that used to have a bench type seats in that one.
Did you ever go in these buses?
Oh yes, of course. Oh, we used to on a Saturday. It was different from any other day, of course, like it is now.
Yeah.
And we used to go to the cinema at Hitchin on Saturday evenings, nearly always.
Yes,
that was the big thing then.
Which cinema was that? Was there just one?
There was the Hermitage and the Regal. And there was also one called Blake's, which was down near down the Bedford Road end of Hitchin.
Yes.
Where if you come in down...
Well, by the football ground?
Yeah, well, yeah. If you come in down by the football ground and go straight down by the swimming pool.
Yes.
And then when you get to the bottom,
towards the station,
there's a little junction of roads,
yes,
isn't there?
Yes,
well, that was just across on
oh,
there.
Oh right, oh right.
That was Blake's Theatre.
Oh right.
And
so you used to catch the bus to the cinema.
Yeah, we used to catch them. Well, we used to go around Hitchin a bit before then, and and then used to go to the cinema, usually on the second showing of the evening.
Yes.
And
so what time was that?
And you'd get, that would be about 8:30 to 9. And it used to finish around about 11, because you used to get double features then and the news, didn't you?
Yes, yes.
And the last bus home was 11 o'clock from Moss's Corner. You know Moss's Corner?
No.
you know, I can't think. There's a...
Centre of Hitchin.
Yeah, at... Mobile phone shop. Big mobile.
Oh, I know. Outside Smith's
and... Yeah, that's it, Smith's
yes,
and...
That's the area.
There were two
yes.
pubs there then.
Yeah. Oh, were there?
Yeah, one each side of the road, in the road. And
right.
and
Port
all...
Mill.
Yeah. And all the buses to
yes.
everywhere used to pull up there and you'd go to wherever you was. And... But on this Saturday night, if Les was driving and there was a lot of people had gone and you couldn't get them all on the bus,
yeah.
he used to say, start walking and I'll come back and do you. That's sort of chapters.
Oh, that's good.
But many a time we walked home. There'd be lots of us, with
yeah.
lots of fun. We didn't care. I mean,
and you all knew each other, I suppose.
Oh, yes. Everybody knew everyone. And
yeah, that was nice.
It was the same during the week when you went to work. You got on your bike, you went out on the road, and within 2 minutes you'd be with two or three other people.
Yes.
And you'd bike with each other, and
yeah.
You'd bike home the same with
yes.
each other. And
that was the best mode of transport.
Oh, absolutely. You just went when you wanted,
yes.
like you do in your car now.
Yes, that's right, yeah. Yes.
And but he got no choice.
What did you do about when you were younger? What did you do about holidays and treats and things like that? Did you have holidays?
No, we didn't used to have weeks away like or fortnights away like we do now.
No.
But we used to. Get day trips out, mostly done through the church. That would be a day out to a seaside resort for the day.
Yes.
And back the same.
Where did you sort of go for
all sorts. I used to pick different ones. They might be Clacton, or it would sometimes it would be farther up the east coast to. What's that terribly cold place up there on the right?
Constantine.
Yeah, that's it. and even worse up there, a little farther, isn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, that's about all we had. I can remember once when I was quite small. I suppose I must have been about 10. The Martineaus here were going on holiday down Warborough Bay in Dorset. They were taking a house for a month. And my mother was asked to go down there to do the cooking as normal, as they've always did. Nice for some, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, and they also got a son.
Oh, right.
That was our only child. Mm. He was about a year or 2 years younger than me. And they suggested that I went down there and stay for the month as to give him someone to
play with.
Muck around with, yeah, play with. And I got leave. May I have to laugh, but I suppose being who they were, they got permission for me to go.
From school?
And so that's what I did.
What was it like?
Well, it was pretty good. I got friendly with a lot of the local people
yes.
who lived there.
Yeah.
I quickly
yes.
got used to them. And we had a good time down there. It was quite
yes.
nice, yes. In fact, I wouldn't have minded a bit long.
But you had to come back to reality.
Yeah. No, that was one of the things that... But otherwise, no, I can't... My mum used to take me down to her home at Battle.
Yes.
We used to go down and stay down there.
Yes.
Yes, that's right, when I was small.
On the train? Would you travel on the train to that?
Yes.
But from Hitchin?
Yeah.
Yes. just looking to see. How long did your mum work for the Martineaus? Is that and you didn't live in there, did you?
No. We lived in Betty's house I can't think. She used. I'm trying to think. My mum got married again to Frank Cook, his name was. And I'm trying to think about what year that would be. Gosh. But anyway, she did, and she went. Yes. She went to live at Luton, the High Town at Luton.
Oh, right, so she moved.
Yes, she went and...
And did you go with her?
No, we stayed here. I was... Oh, I'm married by this time.
Oh, right, yes. We missed a lot out, haven't we? It's my fault. I tell you, something else I wanted... talking about celebration, things like that, do you remember the bonfire and the fairs on Great Green?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, it's a great time, they were.
Can you tell... No, nobody else remembered. Can you tell me about those?
Two separate features, yes. Then, aren't they? The bonfire was always up there.
What was that for?
Well, Guy Fawkes Night.
Oh, Guy Fawkes Night. Oh, right.
Yes, there were others around, but there was always a big one there. People used to fetch stuff from all over the place.
What sort of things? Did you have fireworks?
Oh, yes, we all had a few fireworks. Fred Gaisdy, who lives up there, he's right opposite, that's where he used to bomb right in front of his house, virtually.
Yeah.
And he always had a great showing of his mum and dad, always used to buy him a cracking site, and we always used to make sure we got there, trying to see that.
Yeah.
Most of us, all we wanted was the bangers that used to, and behind somebody and all the rest of it.
Where did you buy the bangers from?
Oh, you could get them from any shop then.
Yeah.
Yeah, any shop would sell them.
It wasn't a sort of a formal display or anything of fireworks.
No, but they used to have them at the Priory at Hitting.
Oh, did they?
And you could stand on by Wood Lane there and see all the ones that went up in the air.
Oh, right.
So we used to do that sometime.
What about the fair?
Oh, the fair used to come nearly every year for some years. It didn't always. I can't remember when it first came there. But we're still young, so, I mean, it must have been in the... It was before the war.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure again if it came afterwards.
Where did they set up?
Well, you sit on the Grey Green there. It wasn't all that big, but they used to have swinging boats and stalls, and I think they had a Dodham cars once. One up there.
Right.
It took up all the green there, really. And
how long did they stay?
About a couple of weeks. And it was all great. We used to spend all our time there when it was there. Not always got any money to use anything, but they used to fascinate. It's the people who run these fairs, and they weren't Romanists, but they were travellers, weren't they? And we used to think they were wonderful.
Did they live in caravans?
They got their own travelling van.
Modern ones or old ones?
Well, fairly old. Yeah. They were all right then, but I suppose they'd look a bit odd now.
Yes. But they weren't the horse-drawn ones?
No, they're all... Okay.
Did you get pocket money and things like that?
Oh, yeah, yes, as much as we could. But, I mean, things were old pence then, weren't they? I mean, but even so.
Yeah.
I mean, the first... year of my apprenticeship at work, I used to get 5 shillings a week.
Yes.
I used to give my mum half a crown and she'd let me keep half a crown and I saved money.
Yes.
And
so much was the pictures on Saturday night then?
Oh, about 9p.
Ooh.
Yeah, about 9p, that would be.
Yeah. It's a good night out.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was the... There was seats of six, I think, nine, Schilling and one and three, something like that raised. Mm. You could go in the balcony or... Yeah.
What about your first, you know, sort of getting on to work, really? What about your first jobs before you started your apprenticeship? You worked in the village. Or did you work at Rectory Farm?
Oh, I did, but that was after the war.
Oh, so, well, what about your first job?
That was at Ralph Sanders in Walsworth Road. Just...
What was that?
It's a motor garage, and it was the only garage of any consequence in the district. It's a big garage and well known.
Yes.
And there wasn't many people. It was only the rich or quite wealthy.
Yes.
Or people who'd got motor cars.
Yes.
And
why did you want to become a motor mechanic?
Well, that was my dad who did that, and he was a wise bird thinking about it, because they used to run their own electricity up here. They used to have an engine that...
like a generator?
Generator, a pardon call.
Oh.
And occasionally it went wrong, or occasionally it wanted servicing. Mm. And they used, they'd got a car each, and they used to use Ralph Sanders for their garage, you see. I mean, well, practically everyone did. In all the villages and around, these people like they were. And the man who used to come over here, well, turned out to be my foreman eventually, but he used to come over here. I think he used to come over here because my dad had given him vegetables and apples and anything that was going, so he made sure he came, the foreman himself. And he got, my dad was talking to him, and he asked him if there was any chance of them taking me on as an apprentice.
Yes.
You see? And he also mentioned it to Mr. Martineau.
Yes.
And of course,
that
was good enough. And so I was given an apprenticeship. I had to go and see Mr. Hanscom at Parton Hall, because he was in charge of these things. You were given money and
Hammond's charity.
I had to go and see him, and it was all set up. And
did you get your tools from Hammond's charity?
I did get a few, yes. They supplied us with a few, but when we first started there, we used the company's tools.
Yes, yes.
And it was the job of the lowest ranking apprentice, which was me when I started, to make sure at the end of the day all the tools were in their places in their boxes and none were missing.
Yes.
None been left in motor vehicles or taken.
Yes.
They had to be there, and that was your job. And yes, that was the tools. I accumulated quite a lot afterwards, of course.
Yes.
But yes, and I went there when I was 14, and in 1939 the war broke out, didn't it? My mum's birthday, September the 3rd.
Yeah.
And then in about a couple of years after all, so I really wanted to get in the RAF. Well, I wanted to get away.
Yes.
I wanted to see somewhere else other than Perth.
Did you?
Hmm. I really did.
You really wanted to travel?
Yes. Hitching Purton, Luton if you're lucky, Bedford, a big treat. So I thought, well, if I join the forces, I'll certainly see something. And if I join the RAF, I could pick if I want now, if I like to volunteer, I'll pick. But my dad was dead against it. He said, "No, you must finish your apprenticeship." He said, "Lucky there'll be time after the war." And
yes.
Which was quite right, of course. But as soon as I did finish, I volunteered for the RAF.
Yes.
And subsequently taken.
How long were you doing your apprenticeship for then? For the motor?
5 years.
5 years.
Hmm.
If I can ask you about the RAF afterwards, but there were not many cars. Did you work on cars?
Or yes, cars. And were at that time, people, they didn't hear, but there was lots of people who did. So James Hill at Hexham Estate and lots of estates where they'd got their cars, they had petrol delivered to them. In these, do you remember those square cans or oblong cans?
Yes, red.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, they used to. Yeah. We used to take about 50 of those and leave them at their garages. And that was quite a nice little job when,
But how did you get them there?
Oh, we've got transport of the garages. See, we've got a truck and breakdown truck and all sorts of things at the garage.
Oh, so when did you learn to drive?
You learn to drive when you're working in a garage. You learn to drive from the word go. How to drive cars. No, I don't mean out on the...
No.
But how to drive cars. Mm. And within no time at all, you're as capable as anyone else at doing the gears, driving, clutch, control, and everything.
Yes.
And when we used to go and road test the cars, which had to be tested after you did the repairs, especially with the brakes, because they were all individually adjusted and they had to pull up level because a lot of them were on cables rather than they weren't all hydraulic. Only the Morris cars were hydraulic when I first started. The rest were cable.
Yes.
And we used to go and drive up the Wilbury Road and up Wilbury Hill.
Yes, I know.
That was our testing road, the Wilbury Road.
It's straight, isn't it?
Straight, and it's got a hill at the end.
Yeah.
And if your car would go up there in top gear...
Not bad.
You're okay. It was about right.
What sort of cars, then, were you looking after? And what type, what make?
Oh, quite a few. There was, there was Vauxhalls there, and Morris's, Hillman's. Lancasters, Wolseley, all sorts.
And they didn't specialise in one particular because of...
Well, they used to have quite a few ones in the showroom, and you used to go and collect them from the works. They weren't delivered.
Oh.
And I remember when... He was asking me about my driving licence.
Yes.
As soon as I was 17, I saw Bernard Sanders, that was the son of the boss, big boss. And I told him when my birthday was. And he sent away for a test. Now, he didn't ask me if I could drive. But he just knew. Because I was going to say, where we did our testing, the mechanic who took you out would stop up the road if you was good and you behaved yourself. He'd say, right, you get in there and you drive it.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. Yeah. But there was no questions asked. So Bernard Sanders just sent away for me to go, and I went to...
Where did you go?
I went to... Which other side of Stevenage?
Walken or Watton? Medworth?
No.
But at the foot testing centre?
Yeah. God, that's stupid of me. No, I've gone either.
Not Welling, not as far as Welling?
No, a little bit